Oh, you
Anyway,
turn the shaker on to put a shout out.
course. Don't forget, vote for the man in the hat.
That serious look you got
Man
on
with
it.
the keeper. We have Chaim Michel, the guy supplied the like I keep it. Mention Oostend for the.
I want to know
With
who's
that missile
dressed.
Oostend.
I want to know who the graphic artist is.
I don't know who dressed him. I
I
don't know
want
who
to know
dressed
who's
him
cutting
that day.
pieces of the
Whose
album.
idea was this? Avi, you take a picture where you're skinny. Where you, at your skinniest moment, you put that picture.
People Chris
And
Christie.
that's Krusty, you know what I mean? You got a set of trousers like that? You can go anywhere.
Can fit a whole family inside.
Oh my gosh. He, I, Chris could have been married to Hellman's neighbor. You know that shit. The anyway, okay.
She's very involved in the government.
She was involved picking up a paper.
She could have put up forms and stuff.
Yep. Okay. You ready to roll? Today's year is sponsored for Shlomo Yisrael Rachel Shmuel Ben Rachel and to all the Chayalei Tzahal who are
that ran inside and got everybody to move it.
My friend in Eretz Yisrael went to Tel Hashem Hospital yesterday and sent me a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is like this.
Yeah, put up a
You know him,
screen.
Machi. Machi, you know him, Gary Bauman.
Gary
Gary
Bauman.
Bauman is with his wife in Tel Hashem Hospital. He writes like this.
He flew in just now for this.
I gave him a whole voice note that his message is wrong. He should change his message. I'm not happy he was with me. Sherry and I are doing it there. Visit soldiers' town hospital, including one from Baltimore. These Gibori Israel, heroes of Israel, held off the terrorists on the first day of the war for 7 hours. Although injured, the spirit is strong, and they project an incredible optimism that we will win this war. So I wrote him back that it's not we. It's Hashem, and you have no idea. Either you'll win or you won't win. But obviously, he is a hero. Anyway, so he wrote. So, how much money are you giving to my organization? Yeah. Anyway, he said something. He wrote me something interesting. He wrote me something interesting. He went to Asgara. He went to Asgara of Yonatan Azulai, who was killed. Yonatan Azulai is a soldier that was killed. There was a grenade that was going to go off. And he jumped on it, and he saved all the other soldiers around him. He got killed, but he saved those other soldiers. So this guy, his name is Yoni, because his father was Bibi Netanyahu's driver. And when Bibi's brother was killed, he had a brother who was killed in Entebbe. So he named him Yoni. So this kid on Erev Hashanah was mekabel to wear tefillin, told his mother he's mekabel to wear tefillin. That's his Hashanah. This kid was an aliyah, right? That's what he texted me. He wants to know how many cell phones I'm paying the soldiers. He's doing cell phones, yeah.
At the batteries, what's
No, he said there's no, he said there's, it's, I spoke to him yesterday, I called him. He said that the guys on the who are fighting, first of all, anybody who was there the first 2 days fighting with the Arabs, literally fighting with them, their phones are gone. These guys were, everything they had got ruined. They were fighting like a Amish bloody fight. And the guys in the front line now, they don't have phones. A lot of them don't have phones and they can't communicate. It's very hard for them.
where the
So,
phones?
I don't know. Could they never had phones?
I thought they were taken away. So
A lot of Haredim. There's 300,000 soldiers on the front line.
I thought they were taken away. If somebody told me that when they go in, the phones get taken away.
No, I don't think so.
They're all posting.
They're all posting.
Not the ones that are in the war, the ones that are in the reserves waiting.
I don't know.
Not the ones that are.
I don't know. He's collecting phones. I have no idea. I didn't give him a phone yet. I said I have two Ayman climber phones. Anyway, no, I'm just joking.
You're not joking. You did say that. Though.
I did not say that.
You did.
He doesn't even know what Ayman climber would be like. What are you talking about? I'm by the Choma. What climber are you talking about? He's got Gary Bell. No idea. Anyway, he's a very nice guy. I'm not collecting. He's collecting phones. He's there. He's going today to bring phones to soldiers.
wants the money to buy the field. Oh, he doesn't want the authorities. He wants money for new phones.
The government to show up. You take a flight and get your fingerprint. They open the phone.
Yeah, the guy. Oh, guy. Why? He doesn't want your crappy old.
Yeah, he wants to get
rid of his old stuff.
The guy sitting on the front line.
I don't mean to sound a little funny, but nobody will fit into your pants. You're like a pregnant man. Anyway, we can say, yeah, very nice.
They have so many batteries, it's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about. Batteries, not batteries. Okay, let's go. Abe's a elephant. They should end the war. It's no jokes. No joke yesterday. A lot going on over there. But like I called a guy at the troll, a friend of mine, and I told him what's going on at the troll. Give me in a nutshell. So he says, the nutshell is like this. You want to know who's the whole Eretz Yisrael? They're blaming this one, the Arabs, this, they have all kinds of, every speak to every guy on the street, he has a mahalak, how they should go, and they shouldn't go, and they would go. But the truth is that it's really just the Klai Yisrael, like the rabbi said, it's all about Klai Yisrael, and we have to just do something. Everybody has to better themselves. He says, I can't live with this blaming game, I just move on. So he's in Yerushalayim, says the life goes on pretty much regular.
Easy for him to talk that long.
No, he said you just have to. Everybody has to try to do the best they can. Do something extra. Learn a little extra. Do a chesed extra. Whatever. No, they're suffering like crazy. Great man Sonal told me. He says everybody's talking about the big war. There's, you know, there's the war. There's 300,000 soldiers on the front lines, but there's also, he lives in Medina Elite, and there's Arabs trying to get in every day with guns, trying to kill regular people there. The Arabs are on loose now. Not just in the front line. It's everywhere there's Arabs. They feel they can do what they want. Because he says they can't even cover that stuff. He says in Medina Elite, they hired a tremendous amount of security from guys that are going around with guns that go around the whole Medina Elite. And are catching guys every day trying to break into the place. There's a lot of... These are regular guys like you and me. No, regular yeshiva guys. He said, he told me, it's regular guys. Regular guys with cars going around.
Right.
They do have people. There's 500,000 soldiers, 300,000 on the front lines. Anyway, they're going into Gaza. So it's like, Shemi Racham. Vaita. Amar Abaya. Let's go. We got a lot to learn over here. Samachay on the days. Chaim Nichum and Abusha. Seven lines from the top. I know what it's going to be when you go to Florida. From the bottom, I know what's going to be in Florida. Who am I going to say this to? Nobody else listens to me.
Where we
going? I'm lucky you listen. Okay, I'm going to buy you. Can't go. When the war's over, let me know. I'm going to buy you. I confirmed with one of our henchmen, a right-hand man, that he could come to the scene. The mikvahs are closed that night. Sunday night. Surely, he's going to come. Yeah, you got it. Look at him.
He's not here long enough. He didn't get the joke
anyway. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. Yisrael didn't get it either. I'm going to buy it. So, listen to this, Gemara. So, we said that with Wahamun, if 8 Echod, if 8 Echod is Nemon, it's not Nemon. So, Gemara says, if I tell a guy, you ate McDonald's. It's quiet. So Neman. Now what's the question over here? The question is got a carbon. By carbon it says, Oy hoido a love chatos. It means he has to come to it on his own. It's not enough that if I go and tell a guy something, then it's not on his own. There's not a carbon. So if I'm quiet, then it's as if I came to it on my own. And I would be a carbon. I didn't know there was McDonald's. It was a regular store. It said kosher basa. I went to Boston to do a roof. I went downtown Boston. I walked to a restaurant about to eat. I was with someone. We're about to sit down and eat. We ordered. It's a store that's from I don't know when, and it says on top kosher deli. It's 150% treif. I don't know. I wasn't thinking, you know. I called someone. He's like, are you crazy? You can't eat downtown. There's two places there, whatever, three places down there where it is. It Kasha Varishkas. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where I went. I think that's where I went. So, something like that. It sounds like the most Jewish store. Katz's Deli. Deli, that's something.
They have it in
Manhattan. What's it called? And sell pork? What do they sell? Milk and honey. Okay, let's go. Which means?
No pork.
What's it? From my town. Okay.
There's
another person. Caleb, yeah. You know what I mean. These guys don't. They know. They don't understand what Caleb is. Eat a good steak with Caleb. Malo Shaisik is Neman. Why? Because he's agreeing. It's like as if he's on his own volition. I didn't eat. So Potter, I'm a lie. But eat steak, Neman. So it's the same idea. And Taisa says, Taisa's Pirish, Shtika Kaida, Adami. Vahava Noida Loima Atzma. Shtika's Kaida is a taking Shtika Kaida to another level. It means basically what he's saying is, if I tell you something, if they want that, I don't know, one of them, I'm Allah. Come on. It doesn't matter which one it is. What's wrong with you? Anyway, I'm Allah. Taisa, I'm Allah. Second one.
Welcome back.
Anyway, okay, Yisrael says the Tyson somewhere else, but Tyson's second Tyson. So Tyson says, I don't have a belt these days, you know? Can I be skinny to have a belt? Perish, the Shtika Gaida. So, Shtika Gaida means that it's as if I'm a Haida, which is a whole nother level, because this guy said something to him. He said, hey, you know, you ate McDonald's, man. It was quiet. Now means that I came to this on my own. So those add something also. I'm like any of that because I don't know. And then I'm kind of problem. That doesn't work. But somebody's trying to hold that it does work, rather. But Tois says, look, why this is with Afka Echad al Shnai Manu, two are Nemun because they're Kalakhaimer, fine. Because otherwise, why you Nemun? You still got, he didn't know on his own. But over there's Kalakhaimer, the Marin Tuesdays. But look, Tois at the end, he fears, it's talking about the Pash. It's not just that he's telling him, hey, you know, you eat McDonald's. You knew that it was McDonald's. You should have known. You should have known that it was McDonald's. That, I think, makes it more that Shtik Kaida is as if he came to this on his own volition, because once he realizes, when the guy puts it into his head, and Shtik Kaida, the guy says, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, now that you tell me, you know, it's coming to mind. I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting halacha. Your stuff that's tar is tame. V'aloi shaysik nema. V'tanu tuna eidechel amenit. V'aloi amaloi nitmu. Potter. Tam nevaloi. Ha'eshtik mehemen. So you see, same idea. V'amalai no halacha. Amaloi eidechel shtarcha nirva. And you try and say Yeshar did not, it was Nirva means who? Yeah, all right. Sadamaya. Sharka Nirva, Bala Shaisik. Everybody understands what he means. Not Nizhagim. Bala Shaisik, if you don't understand, please ask Numak tonight. Bala Shaisik, and he's quiet. Zalach is Nema. Explains everything. Very explanatory. Shaisik Nema. Vitana Tuna. Batana tuna, another we have a right to this. Mishneh ba'avero, b'shem is alpi edechud. Oy alpi ba'ilam. We have a brayso. Oy alpi ba'ilam. Nem. So high alpi edechud hechadam. What's the edechud that we're talking about? Either come moidu ba'ilam. So high alpi ba'ilam. Same thing. Elav the shasik. He was quiet and shtika gaida. But tzrich. What do you need all these cases for? Yesh me a hach kamaisel. You have the kibum and afshed the oved. Kibum ba'adoro. They have maisel. He would not bring it. So it must be that he knows on his own. So when you, this is along the line of Tosfos, And when you said it, you said something that he could. It's not just shtikoido. It means he's saying something that you should have known. I know that. Yeah. Tais says it over there, so that's why I bring it up. That the Gemara is saying that now. That's what I'm saying. It's along the line. Ilan Kilim Ashid, the Avi Chul Mazor, Lam and Maisi. Right? That he's not just admitting, he's more than a dog. It's more than a dog. It means the Haidah, that's what Tais is saying. It's not just a dog. It's by him, by you telling him that he should have known it and he'd keep it quiet. It must be that he knows it himself. He would not bring Chul Mazor. So it's like it's Mamish, his own, it's coming to him on his own, right? The Torah says, what's the pasuk over there? He has to be Hoydalokatosa. How's the Hoydalokatosa? If you say something, I keep quiet, that's Lokatosa. It's.
Yeah,
I know. So. Right, but I'm saying Tais adds, and the Gemara is adding that over here also, and it's more, a little more. Who?
If
he's getting around to Adam, well, yeah. No, it's two Adam is Neman Alts Kalkan.
You need
to
need two Adam to establish.
No, Book of Akar, if it's Shogi for carbon, you have to be known it on your own. You have to come to it on your own.
That's why.
Right.
That's why.
No, 1A makes it worse for you. Yeah, 1A makes it worse for you. 1A makes it bad for you. But A lets you, if you don't know, and A comes and says, I'm telling you, ate Caleb, and you say, I have no idea. I went to Rashi, then you're off the hook because you can't bring a carbon with Adam. Because then you're being masked. You're coming down on your own. That's called coming down on your own. Right. No, you don't need to. No, boom, but no, two Adam. Two Aiden, you're right. You don't need two Aiden. Two Aiden will give you a carbon anyway. No, everybody holds two Aiden. Everybody holds two Aiden. The question is if you come do it on your own.
He's saying the shtick is not an Aiden. The shtick is you agree with yourself. You're being my
advisor. That's what he says. That's the reason I'm coming.
That's due to
Aiden. I'm more increases. The review time, they need to come more. Let you view the car on.
He's throwing out, he's saying
it. The question is, you have the. Oh, you hold the little cartosa. With an A telling you something.
He's saying Shtik is not a question today that far. Shtik is the charm thing.
Who? Right. If you argue, you can without it. I don't know. Maybe.
Two Adam is good enough.
Two Adam is established.
You don't need
I'll look at him later. Come back at me. Anyway, come back after Mishazu. I love the show.
Look at the next place.
By no stretch of imagination, whenever they ask the question, I usually said machlekes. You know what I mean? It usually came into the picture. You got the right, according to one sheet. Okay, I told you. What do you mean? He doesn't agree with you. He's just, okay, fine. I'll just use this when I'm telling you. In those days, really, it's done. Yeah, and what are we saying? We're saying that that means you agree. Don't if you speak now or forever hold your whatever that is. It's the most karbaras not misgaded kaimi. So what's the big deal? They need all the cases. A guy comes, he says, you know, we got a stick of bad news, or good news, I don't know if you want to get out of this marriage. This is a situation. Your wife is Mazara. And he shows it. Mao, Amalai Neman. Abai says he's Neman. Rav Amar ain't a Neman. Why? Because I have a double Shabbat. We never have a double Shabbat. They don't work. Amar Abai Menom. How do I know my halacha that it works? Now, who's Samuel? There was a blind guy. Abayashu says he wasn't 100% blind. You find the Gemara calls the guy blind, even if he's blind in one eye. He was a blindy. He couldn't really see, didn't really know what's going on. You know, a guy's blind. Shtickle, he's you know, he doesn't have it together. As you'll see in a minute. You see, Tysus. When I was, this guy was, used to it makes sense because look at what he used to, his job was. His job was he was Masada the Mishnayas. In front of Mar Shmuel, the guy was totally blind. I mean, he wrote it in my heart. It's too hard to understand.
That's
but
called perishable blind.
In front of totally my heart. Yeah, okay. That's the regular shot. Yom Echad, Nogale, he got sick. Lav Ka'asi, wait. Lav Ka'asi. He didn't come. Shad Shlicha Masrei, who was it? Shmuel sent someone to go call. Ada Ozel, when he Shliach, B'chad Orcha, the other Shliach came from Long Beach. He came from Alamito, from Laguna. When the Shliach came, he said, I have bad news for you. I'm an Ishti Zinsa. Your wife was Mazana. Because I came the other way and I saw she was Mazana. So also, look, I made the Shmuel. So he came to Shmuel. What do I do? I'm like, Imehamalach, if this guy's Mammon to you, it's Zilavka. Go get rid of her. Your wife. V'loi, loi tapit. My love, Imehamalach, Lav Gazana. If you could trust this guy's Avis. And he's not a apostle, this shliach. He has no psulim on him. Then good. Rabbi says no. In the hemlock betray till after we lo yisak. So he says that in the hemlock. So and Rashi over here says, Rashi says over here, it's just made echad. Klaimar, amar loy eid echad ishtu zinska. Who shoysek ma'ol le'eser eid olam. And according to Tosfos, that Tosfos learns that Shosik is not just Shosik, means he's telling you, you should have known. If the guy was totally blind, this is what Yashim is saying. If the guy's totally blind, how should the guy ever know? He says he wasn't totally blind, he was shtickle blind. But anyway, not that's just a detail. The bottom line is that how is he supposed to know? Mm-hmm. No, but according to Tosfos, Tosfos he should have, he's telling you something that you should know, right? That was Tosfos'
Shiva.
He
should have known that she was Mazana.
She was Mazana. How are you supposed to know? He's totally blind. Yeah.
If he's not blind, you think she did it in front of him?
What no, that yeah. She had an apartment chair, obviously. Oh, that's a problem. Thank you.
Yeah, Thunder Bunny.
Watch it up.
Now, the whole school, by when they turn around, with Luna Rock, it's going to be like, where's she was flushing?
He doesn't
have
the story.
Yeah, okay.
Why is it up to him to decide?
Who? He doesn't know. So he's so going to question around the Gemara. He's saying, if you trust the guy, like Ada, then.
So you're saying that, okay, I guess I believe it's there for him.
So Rabbi says, so what does it mean? What does it mean in the Hamalach? The Machloek is how to learn in the Hamalach. The Ramah says that the Hamalach means you trust this guy with everything in your life. You trust this guy with everything. It means a guy you really trust. A guy in Shul who you would trust across the board. Hechsher, money you would give him, everything. You trust the guy. That's a guy you trust. The guy comes and tells you this, then you get rid of him. Others say, no, you don't have to trust him in everything. You trust on such a thing, you would trust him. He's like he's a Schwartz player.
Besides the gate, you have people don't trust anybody.
Then it's not the gate.
That guy
establish a
plan. No.
The guy walks in one day and says, my wife,
whatever, he's Ashram. He has some horse.
According to Abaya.
Went to everybody.
Going to,
if a guy walks in and
only
says,
to Abaya if you have a look at that point that rubber has been look at betray.
That's if you're chasing. And you're being quiet when nobody says
this guy doesn't know.
You walking yourself.
Who's walking myself? Yeah, that's Shavin Ashkenazura.
That's
Yeah, yeah, you will get yourself a Jewish option.
Now, now here, you want to believe him enough to make it that a Jewish option.
Yeah. That's a question. Who? That's so question.
Lashon Hara.
This. Because they definitely.
Right, if he believes like you or not.
Right, so Mehem can be true. Okay, right there.
What's his poster coming? Where he's finding no.
Can't be. Right.
What does that mean? He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
So Tosis is goes according to your shtickle. The Gemara is not really going with Shabbat now. Tosis is that there's an adamant. Keep the shoyt and shtickle. What's Rava saying? Rava saying only if you trust the guy too, and if you don't,
then it's nothing.
What if it's nothing? I'm Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. You know what?
Everybody's nothing. There's no validation here. Forget Shtika Gadol.
What? Well, not forget.
You gotta take it apart. Is one?
I understand, but we're going with Shtika Gadol.
The guy says something himself. he's usher. If the Eidechad says something, it's absolutely nothing.
If Shtika Gadol, then it's Shabbat
Even Shtika Gadol.
Eidechad is nothing.
Could make him decide that he wants to.
Okay, so that's Shtika Gadol.
He doesn't need Eidechad. He doesn't need that effort, he can do it himself. He can wake up in the morning and
let's see Tosis, because we have a lot to learn. It's only Tzavar Rava. The time of the Shoyz is Mehem, and Lamash Mashtika is done. And Lashum, the Ikara Glein Ladova. Is it Glein Dor Mehem Lele? Kim Shain Isra, Gach Ezab Al, and Gach Ezab, Lay Mehem Lele. They definitely A&M, but that was your
matter. He's saying
he's only coming.
He can decide what he wants to do. It's up to him.
Ready?
Basically, he's making himself into no, he's doing data.
No, but the shtickle.
How's the shtickle too much?
Because we have an.
What's his do? What's his too much here? Nah, he has to decide.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to. What does he have to do after the guy says something?
Take her out.
He has to leave. He has to agree.
He can
just be quiet. If he just keeps quiet and walks around the next day, he could. And so that's what if he wants. If he wants, he could divorce.
If he doesn't. Not if he wants, Oscar, take her out. He do.
If he believes,
then what should I do? He says, if you believe the guy, it's considered aid. It's a kosher aid.
If you believe, there's nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with the aid. It's not even a crutch to the aid. It's all going on him.
No,
the aid is doing nothing.
The aid is doing nothing.
No, the aid is opening your eyes.
Look at that guy's fire.
Horse life.
Yeah, and Eid Echad can't do anything. It's
rules.
Yeah, you can't do it. Yeah.
You were quiet, divorce quiet.
They're not going to say that if a guy's quiet.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Oh, yeah,
Abai says, yeah.
What does Abai say?
If you're quiet,
then
you
what? Then what?
And you believe the guy, it's
if you believe the guy.
Wait, what?
Because if you believe the guy, it's Adas Baal Din. That's all. Nothing to do with the guy. Nothing to do with the
guy. It has to do with the guy. Otherwise,
no, he opened up the can of worms.
I understand, but
you spilled it.
There is some kind of bonus over there. Zati Gemara.
This guy,
what happened?
Whenever
you're ready.
Mama Abaya. What happened? Biden fell asleep on the plane?
Mama Abaya. No, I mean, I don't know this. I love him. This 8 echo business. So that he holds 8 echad is enough, and you say shtika gadol, you're done out the door. The Tanya, Ma'is Yana Melech is a very interesting Gemara. Shehalach lekuchl shemidbar, he went to Baghdad on Hamas. The kibishom shishim krochem, he captured 60 cities. Machloikas who Yana Melech was. Some say Yana Melech was a Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And this is where he went off the derech. This Gemara, he became a tzaduki. That's where Ritva learns. Machloik is what he was. Ritva learns that this is where he went off the derech. He was all happy. They didn't have any money. They ate these gefilte fish. We should also eat herrings. We booked gold tables because he was wealthy. It was one of those no good nicks. Anytime you guys are ready, let me know. Yana Melch Machloikas Rishonim, who Yana Melch was. The Ritva says Yana Melech was Yechon HaKohen Gadol. This is where he went over there. There with what? But also Yechon Gadol, and this is where he went over there. He became a Tzaduki over there. Yeah. It's in a minute. That's what Yechon Gadol. Let's see Gemara. Yana Melech Libam Shel Prushim. He says, these guys are Alecha. They don't hold to you. What should I do? How do I know if this is true? How can Lam it's Ishmael Necho? Whenever you guys are ready, just let me join in, you know. So he says, put on the tzitz and put on the tzitz. So Hakim Lahim it's Ishmael Necho, he put it on. The Shiloh, how he's glad to put on the tzitz. Tosha says, Tosis says a little further, it's not true. Because even though Big Kuhn is not in the hands, could not even tell my current, but the minute you're supposed to take it off. It's only during the time. You don't go this Yanai Melech puts on the tits. That's outrageous. So Tosis says that the tzitz, the Rabban Tam says the tzitz is different than other kelim because the tzitz it's not metzchet tamid, and it was even shloim b'shas avaydu you're allowed to wear it. So in Mela, the tzitz is like a heter that you're allowed to wear it even shloim b'shas avaydu. That wasn't as shver is what's it called. And Yana he says v'yana how you're koyin mizera beis chashmi. So, yeah. One second. What happened though? So hakol em tzitz shemein eino. Hayshem zaken echad. The other ben gedidishmai, the yemi Yehuda ben gedidil Yana Melch, Ravloch kesem alchus, Hanach kesem kuna zarshlan. So yemi even nishmi doing the take off the tzitz, leave it to zarshlan. You're a king and you're not roy because your mother was nishmi medin and she married your father, and you're a chalo, so you're a psul. Vivuk is double like nimtza. They couldn't find. Vibadu chom bezan. Yana and Melech separated from them, got mad at them. He was mad at them. They couldn't find, they basically accused him. It's like the Russian, the Russian hoax. The Yama Loza Ben Puril, Yana Melech, hey, you should be sure, Kakudino. I mean, he gets mad, he doesn't do anything. You gotta take revenge. You can't just leave this alone. The power's in your hand. You got the power. Put it to bed. Well, my answer. So he says, well, what should I do? If you listen to me, Rhyme same, kill these guys out. All Chachmi Yisrael. Talk about all Chachmi Yisrael with him. So Zok Yana Melech, the Torah about the LL. What's going to be with Torah? You just kill everybody out. How are we going to have any yeshivas? There won't be all that. What do you mean? There's plenty of swarm. The little guy opened up the online chat. Should be color is limited. What's the big deal? What are you worried about? I'm gonna knock me. It's Yad Nishgu after courses. This is what the Rebbe says. Right now, Yad Mel came out a Tzaduki. The Havel and Meimel Tinech Tereshu Bixab Tereshu Valpeh. My, but he didn't. And Meila became a Tzaduki right then and there. And this is the Rebbe learns. That's the sugi over here. So Gemara says. Yeah, but Toitzis a raw idea, Lazar Puria, but Yargu, it went out this thing, but Yarg Kochach Israel, killed out everybody. But the oil Steinman, the world was desolate. So now, what's the case over here that they're saying Yana Mel's mother was Nishbis? Who said Adis? Where's the Adis? The Chachom, they said that he's a psul. Where is this coming from? He let me to betray Amishaboy, but betray Amishaboy, do a 2-2. So Michael is Machani. So who said why the rabbi is accusing him as being a chol? Only because two people came and said it's never happened. But if not, it would be believed. This is what Abaye says. You have a right. Eidecha. Rava says no. Lo'elam shoy betray. It's really 2-2. So the first one's got knocked off. Really, his wife was his mother was captured, but the story changed. They were able to sneak in a shivcha instead of her and pull her out. And people thought that his mother was Mazana. That was Nishbis that was captured, and obviously captives due to the women things that are usher. And so they thought that this, after she came out, this mother from the captives, and then she had relations with the father and had a kid, that's a chol, but really it wasn't true. She never had anything with the captives because they were able to sneak in a gypsy. Actually, as Yachta, right? Before they were able to get home. It was kosher, right?
That's what I was saying.
Right.
How do you answer? No, it's true. If he would have known, he could have been machaked. He could have said. He didn't say anything.
My wife
he
killed
everyone. He did say. He got mad. He got upset. He killed him. I couldn't find the evidence. It was a vessel that was holding a mickey that was holding a that was considered it's a shlema, not shali here. First three letters are shali, but shlema. That was full of mudu and it was chaser. But then they measured and they found that it was empty. It was missing the shear. It wasn't less than 40 sod. Now you got a problem. Both the harish and asagaba, they're tar from the tar. He says no problem, good to go. Because as a chazaka, we'll see the mayor. Keep it down. Number of tar from mikvah is that. No, you can't do it. That's a chazaka. No, the guy went in. He's a cheskes. No goodness. You could pull from both sides. I'm going to tap and marshal la'imid. I'll tell you what it's done to. La'imid the makir adam is back. But now he's a guy's adam is back. He's about to shaft the, you know, do the thing. And they come tell you, by the way, you just found out we went to your town in Europe and we just came back. Your mother's a Magrisha Chalutza, so you're a puzzle. Shavadasik Sheru. I'm going to hear, no, I'll tell you what it's marshal to. Marshal, I'm going to mark it on his back, but there's your mamum that he's got, he has extra tough. Shavadasim Sula, because he's mamum was from before him. I'm going to tell you, I'm the Misla mamum, I need the Misla Magrisha Chalutza. Near the Midaima, who is it? Who's it comparative to? So his Rabbi Kiva Lodner, Rabbi Kiva says, let me tell you, let me teach you how, what's going on over there. Mikva is Psula B'yachid. U'ba'amum is Psula B'yachid. These are both Psula B'yachid. It means a guy comes and says Ba'amum, he's Nema. And so to a Mikva. He says, I measured it and it's Chaser, Eidechad Nema. And I'm going to be sure. You need two. So why? How can you compare it? Two. You go with the one and one, not with two and one. Davar Acher, Mikvah Psula B'Gufay. Amum Psula B'Gufay. Ayichem Rishulus. Psula B'Acherim. It's something else. I'm going to Tafrin Akiva. Listen to this one. Kaparish Machak. Kaparish Machayim. It's Mamish Torah. Your Torah is life. You have the real Torah. Rav Aaron used to say in this Kaparish Machayim that Torah is what changes a person's life. And a person who has Torah, he has everything. That's the life he has. He used to say that the halacha is that if a Talmud gala, a Talmud kills someone mishagi, the halacha is you bring the Rebbe to Golas. So he says, what do you bring the Rebbe to Golas for? Bring the Rebbe to Golas. Let him go learn over there. There's not really, find another Rebbe. Because when it comes to Torah, you can't. He has a right to have life 100% in Golas. Life is the Torah of his Rebbe. That's what he needs in order to have Torah, the full-fledged life. You can't say, no, you only have to live 80%. It's not right. I want to live 100%. And Mele is you go to Rabbi Yima, that's what he used to say. Hi, Ma'amum, Shepsul B'yachad Hekadami. Either Kamachish Lei. So what's going on over here? Either Kamachish Lei, Mimahemim, El the Shasik. It must be quiet, like I say. But the Kwas Gabbim, Vishal Chutz, the Shasik. But Tani Mikrib Sul B'yachad, Ma'amum Sul B'yachad, Vayachim, Vishal Chutz, Shul B'shayim. So that's Rava's Shita is, right, that you need two, Davish Rav, you need two. And that's why Ben Gush Mechalutza is different. So, Vabaya, so what's Abaya do with this? Because Abaya says, Eidach Naman, Amal Oilon the Kamachish, the Kamad Amai Mehemen, the Amalei, Shlach, Achmi, take off and show me. Shlach is also not taking off. Behind the Tani, Mikrob, Sulab Gufoy, Mamam Sulab Gufoy. Right, because these things you could prove. Take off your socks and they'll see the sixth toe. Gary did a great job. He's missing a toe. That is, his avodah is not good. And we call lachen emahin noisle greasy shalom. And we dash kishu shalom like shu chaser. I have a shalom still. He doesn't say. Right, the bottom one. It doesn't say. What's this page? Oh, next one. I says shalom with a vav. We're not going to vav the shalom katiyi. Vav katiyi. Yes, so he did it with a little streckle here. There's a machlokes how to write this vav. Mori will tell you firsthand. He's a sofer. Some write a yud, some write a short of vav, and some make a vav with a line across. I think this is how it is. I don't know. I have to check Sefer, but it's interesting. I saw a pshat what's the pshat that make a yud? Because Pinchas had 380 descendants. We want to reference Pinchas in this shalom. Can't remember anybody to be saying shalom is going by Pinchas. So maybe we write shalom with a yud. That's 380, right?
Yep.
Lama is 70, and Yud is 80, right? It's a vav, then it's 76. He had 380 descendants. Yeah. I saw another shot that Pardis Yosef, a guy wrote a Sefer Torah, and when he got Sefer Torah, a beautiful Sefer Torah, and he got Sefer Torah, it was a full vav. He went to Shalom Zalman, said, what do I do now? Zalman said that the whole vav, Brisi Shalom, Pinchas had Lashon Hara on Klai Yisrael, and he didn't say it. It was Brisi Shalom. Even though he had what to say, he had a good eye on Klai Yisrael, and he didn't say it. He said, Hagufa, take the vav and just make it a little longer and leave the cipher alone. That's Brisi Shalom. That's what he told. He said, make it longer, and that's enough. We went through Gamaliel. He said, what do you have, 900 descendants? What did he say? How many descendants he had? He told us how many he had. No, 1 second. When he asked for 18,000, you didn't know what he was saying? You knew very good. At that point, they knew. Okay, great. Chaplet?
Shackle or
Dal? Full Dal. Okay. Shalosh Shush. Pay attention to this Mishnah. Dal. Shalosh Shush. Tummy Kum. There's three. When you have 23 tummy, it's very interesting. Halacha. When you have 23 Bezdin, I don't know if you guys will do well with this. 23. A Ben Shol Esrim Shalosh sits from after Alei Zeshachar to Katzoyz, and they're not allowed to get up. They're not allowed to get up the whole time. Ben Shol Shim Echad sits the whole day. Tamish Merabayim, Tamish Shol Shachar, Tamish Merabayim, and you have to leave 23 people there, so the rest of them can get up. So they could switch off, but 23 Ben Shol Esrim Shalosh cannot get up. It's also not to get up. I always prepare. The Shalosh sometimes I pay better, sometimes I pay less. So basically, there was three rows, and the chashev guy started here, and it went down the road, and then the second row, the same thing. So when a guy dies, you don't put him in the front. The guy in the front dies. You don't put him in the front. You move everybody over. It's like the musical chips. One row moves up. He's sitting in your own place, what you're, what your condition is, how good you are.